Don't touch it anymore. If one of your grandchildren's here, say, sitting over there doing something, reading or something, and you want him to go out and get something for you and bring it to you, what would you say to him?
Well, I would go get whatever I wanted and bring it in.
Okay. Could you say,
go bring in the axe.
Okay. What about fetch?
Go fetch.
Would you say fetch?
No.
Okay.
Improper.
Now, in children's games, you know, if they start, one person might, say hide and seek. One person closes eyes and touches and counts, you know, and the others hide. Then he goes to look for them. But if some kid runs out and touches this spot, then he's free, right?
Yeah.
What do you call this spot?
That's home.
Okay.
Home.
You ever call it a goal?
Yeah, a goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if two boys are tossing a ball, one tosses the ball to the other, and so on, back and forth, they're tossing the ball. They are playing...
ball.
Mm-hmm. Or...
throwing the ball to one another.
Yeah, but there's another way of saying it. Or, for instance, I'm over there and you want a cigarette and I throw it to you, I say, here.
Toss.
No. I will say, here, tell you to
catch the ball.
Yeah, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I could say, today I catch the ball, yesterday I
caught the ball.
Mm-hmm. If two of your grandsons are going to go out, say, out to the movies, and one's all ready to go and the other one isn't ready yet, and the first one, the one who's ready, says, all right, I'll wait. He says to the other, all right, I'll wait. Does he say, I'll wait on you?
I'll wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
We all right.
Okay. Say, one of your grandsons is staying here with you, and he does something bad. Say, he pulls the cat's tail, and you say to him, all right, if you pull the cat's tail anymore, you can't go outside. So 15 minutes later, he pulls the cat's tail again. And you say, all right, you cannot go outside. And he says, oh, Grandpa, give me...
I won't pull it no more.
Yeah, but he says, give me another...
trial.
Yeah, or more likely he'll say, give me another...
chance.
Yeah. Say that, please.
Another chance.
Mm-hmm. Say the whole thing, give me another
chance. Give me another chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the person is in a very good mood, you could say he's in good...
health.
Mm-hmm.
Good spirits.
Yeah. Or he has a sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. If you decide that you don't want the cat anymore, he's just a bother, you say, I want to get
rid of him.
Mm-hmm. And you could say, I wrote three letters today, or you could say, I have
written.
Mm-hmm. You write a letter, then you have an envelope, right? And you have to put on the addresses. What do you call that?
That's the address.
Yeah, what do you call the process of writing on the addresses? What do you do to
write the address on the envelope?
Yeah, but isn't another way of saying it? Do you call it, do you say back a letter?
Back a letter, back it.
Is that what you say?
That would be okay, back a letter. They do it sometime.
Okay.